Good morning. It's good to have you here today as we gather for worship on this special day. It is the second Sunday in June. It's Children's Day, as the students in our Sunday school lead us in worship. They've been working and preparing for several weeks, and I'm glad that you've all come to worship together as they lead us in worship today. I want to let you know that I want to extend a special welcome to those who are visiting, and want to extend an invitation to all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship in our Judson Chapel, which is directly behind the sanctuary. You'll note on the page 5 of the bulletin the calendar for this week, and I'm not going to read it to you, but just call your attention to it. Also wanting to let you know, reminding you to check out, there is a handbell concert in Melrose this coming Friday to benefit Bread of Life, which if you're helping with the feeding ministry here on Friday, that's, you know, go right up after our program here, our meal, to enjoy that concert. That is information there as well. Thank you to all who have contributed to the One Great Hour sharing offering. I didn't update it, but we've surpassed our goal of $800, so thank you very much to all of you who contribute to that. Also, there are inserts in your bulletin today. One is the smaller white one with the color print. Picture is the Refugee Immigration Ministry week of walking on Saturday, June 27th at 10 o'clock in the morning in Wakefield. So if you're interested in this, there are walk papers available. Please see Marilyn Glover after the service. Also, there is a form if you would like to give a tool of hope in memory or in honor of a loved one for Father's Day. You may do that as well. Tuesday of this week is the deadline for receiving gifts to be included in the honor roll that will be in the bulletin next Sunday. I believe that's all at this time, so I invite you to turn in the blue hymnal to selection number 743 for our responsive call to worship as Lamar Pierre Lewis leads us in worship.
Little children who are brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. I'll tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me.
Please stand as our flags are brought into the sanctuary. And let us now sing verse 1 of My Country, 'Tis of Thee, number 757 in the blue hymnal.
Today we celebrate Flag Day, the one day of the year especially set aside to think about and honor the flag of our country. The flag of the United States of America, as you know, is red, white, and blue. Have you ever stopped to think what those colors mean? Red stands for courage. Many men and women have had the courage to stand up and fight for our country. They have defended our country against our enemies, and many have died in the service of our country. White stands for purity. Purity means to do what is right. We hope and pray that our country will always stand for what is right. Blue stands for justice. When we pledge allegiance to the flag, we end with the words, "With liberty and justice for all." That means that in our country, everyone should be treated fairly and with respect. The colors red, white, and blue remind me of our country, but those colors also remind me of Jesus. Red reminds me of Jesus' blood. for what was shed when he died on the cross for my sin. That is very important because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews 9:22. White reminds me that when I give my heart to Jesus, he washes me and I become as white as snow. Isaiah 1:18. The Bible says, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:10. Blue reminds me of God's faithfulness. The Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and make us clean. 1 John 1:9. God is faithful to keep his promises. Red, white, and blue. Yes, I am reminded of our great country, but more importantly, I'm reminded of our great Savior Jesus.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
Time of sharing our celebrations and our concerns and spending a few moments in prayer together. And we do today celebrate and honor and remember the meaning of our flags, not only the American flag, but also the Christian flag of the red, white, and blue. And Naomi explained what those, you know, colors symbolize for us. We want to remember those today on this Flag Day, but also this Children's Day. And we want to pray for our children in our congregation, but children around the world as well. And also we want to continue to remember Lucille Berry, who's at home today, but want to keep her in prayer. Also, Helen Fleet has called. I've spoken with her a few times this week. And Helen wants to be remembered to the congregation. She's doing well, not getting out a lot, but is doing well and wanted to make sure that the congregation knew that she was doing well. And that's Helen Fleet. Also, Cindy Huddy continues to be at rehabilitation at Golden Living Elmhurst in Melrose, and saw her yesterday afternoon and is doing quite well. She'll be there probably a couple more weeks, I would guess, at least. But, you know, is able to kick her feet now and walk with a walker assisted. They don't want her independent yet. But so we want to keep Cindy in prayer as well. Also, we want to remember those who are experiencing graduations, having completed schooling, and also something that's sort of came to me yesterday as I'm hearing, listening to the news of all of those who defend and protect us, especially our police, are being targets right now across this country. And just want to, you know, lift up our police forces as they are, you know, doing a dangerous job and even more made more dangerous by those who are out to retaliate against them for whatever reason. So I encourage that we pray for our police forces and those who protect us today. Do you have any requests for prayer, either celebrations or concerns that you'd like to share with the church family? Dottie? A young friend named Susan, who's in Florida, is having a difficult time with her chemotherapy, so we want to pray for Susan. If not, then let's go to God, lifting up some of these requests or something that's on your heart. Let's pray together. Loving and gracious God, we come to you this morning celebrating our children, recognizing what gifts they are to us, to the community, and to the world. And Lord, we remember not only the children who are here today and those who participate in our programming, but, you know, we lift up all children of the world to you this day and just thank you for the gift of their lives and the ways that they touch us in so many special ways. Lord, we're also mindful of our nation today, and we pray that you would continue to bless us, this nation, but help us to reach out and care for those around the world who we are able to help through our military, through our finances and other resources that we have, that we are able to not only be this superpower, but also that we can be a caring country for others. We give you thanks for this great country, for its north and south, east and west, for its mountains and rivers, for its trees and forests. We give you thanks for the hopes that it has of liberty and justice for all. And we give you thanks for the wide variety of people who call this nation home. Lord, as we are mindful of the colors of both the American flag and the Christian flag, help us to live faithful lives according to that red, white, and blue, that we may have purity, we may push for justice, we may celebrate your faithfulness, and that we have a great nation and a great Savior. And it's in his name that we pray all these things. Amen. And we will now join in the prayer that Jesus taught as we pray aloud together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And Shanice's name did not get listed in the bulletin for this, but Shanice Souffranc will be reading responsive scripture with us, so I invite you to turn in the bulletin and read with her scripture together on pages 2 and 3 of the bulletin.
Teach your children how they should live. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Teach them to your children. Repeat them when you are at home and when you are away. The Apostle Paul told his young friend Timothy, the kind of faith that your grandmother and your mother also had. Continue in those truths that you were taught and fulfilled beliefs. And you remember that even since you were a child, you knew the Holy Scriptures.
Shanice, I'd like you to come down front with me right now. This is perfect that you were reading the response of Scripture. And I don't believe that Garrett is here today. So we'll be giving Garrett his Bible later. But Shanice, come on down for a moment. And the verses that we just read, the last ones were from Timothy, second letter of Timothy. And the verses that come right after what we read say this: God has breathed life into all of Scripture. It is useful for teaching us what is true. It is useful for correcting our mistakes. Scripture is useful for making our lives whole again. The Bible, meaning Scriptures, is also useful for training us to do what is right. By using Scripture, people of God can be completely prepared to do every good thing. And we have a practice in this church that graduating second graders and children who are new to our congregation, to our Sunday school, receive a Bible on Children's Day. And so, Shanice, I'm very proud and pleased to present to you your very own Bible. And we've just talked about what the Bible does, what it's able to do for us. I hope that you will read this every day, and that you will bring it next fall when we start Sunday school again, and that you will get to know all of the scriptures that are in here. A lot of pages. This would be a good summer reading assignment. I'm sure teachers are getting this. It's probably not on your reading list for the summer. But wouldn't expect you to read the whole thing this summer. But I hope you read some pages over the summer and get to know your Bible very well. Congratulations. And there's your own Bible. Okay. At this time, if there are Sunday school alumni who were invited, who came today and were going to speak, I invite you to just come down front, to sit in the front pews, so that you'll be closer to the front when it comes time for you to share your reflections. No, don't all jump at once. That's okay. You don't even have to sit in the front row if you don't want to. If you want to be the second row, wherever, whatever's good. Yeah, you sat in those pews a long time ago as younger children, and so we're just asking you to have a reunion for a few moments. We're going to have our morning offering first before we do this, but we want to just have you down here so that you'd be ready to go. So we are going to receive our morning offering at this time, which are regular tithes and gifts go to support the ongoing ministry of this congregation, the mission work that we do, outreach into the congregation, education programs here, supporting our Sunday school and our teachers, our nursery attendant. All of these things are supported through your tithes and your gifts. At this time, the ushers will receive the morning offering. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for these gifts that are dedicated to you, and we ask that you would bless them and bless us, that we may share the good news of Jesus Christ, that more children and youth may come to know him, that adults will hear the salvation message and will come to accept Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We ask this all in his name. Amen. While a church has some paid staff, and some churches have more paid staff than others, most congregations are made up of volunteers. Those who don't get paid much financially, but are rewarded in many different ways, and also dedicate their lives, their time, their knowledge, their love for children, youth, and adults in many different ways. And today we honor our Sunday school teachers on this Children's Day. And we have a nice group of volunteers who do support the educational ministry and make it happen in this congregation. I'm not going to ask you to come down front today, but I am going to ask those who are Sunday school teachers this past year to just please stand where you are sitting, where you've been sitting. Thank you very much for your dedication and your devotion, and you may be seated. And you will note there is an announcement in the bulletin that in lieu of giving you a gift today, a tangible gift, we did give you the applause, we're saying thank you, but we are making a gift to Bread of Life in your honor and in recognition of that. We also have another recognition today. We have a new high school graduate in our midst, Mario Bozil. Graduated yesterday from high school. Congratulations, Mario. And he will be attending UMass Boston in the fall, studying computer engineering. So we want to congratulate Mario, and we look forward to your studies, and if there's some way that we can continue to support you as a church family, we hope to. Okay, so at this time, unless there's any other recognitions that I need to have, Mrs. Smith, anything else that I need? Okay, so we'll do the reflections at this point. So I know that Debbie Smith thought it would be good if some of our alumni from Sunday school might return and share some reflections. So at this time, I think a few folks have come forward, and they're going to do that. So I'll give you the microphone, whoever's going to be first.
Hi, I'm Ding Lam. I've been going to this church longer than I can remember, probably since I was like in fourth grade, and I've been going to Sunday school longer than I can remember. But what I do know is that I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the relationship that I have with God, and that was formed through Sunday school. I formed a lot of memories during Sunday school, and now I know that I wouldn't have gotten through middle school, high school, and college if it wasn't for the strengths that God gave me. And I learned about the strength of God through Sunday school and from reading the Bible. And I'm so thankful for the opportunities that have been given to me here, and I'm hopeful to form new ones. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mario. In case you guys didn't know, most of you do. I've been going to Sunday school since before I can remember as well. I think that's like literally before I can remember, because like my mom used to bring me here when I was like a baby. But I'm very thankful for my experience in Sunday school. It was very formative, and it's an essential part of my growing up experience and who I am as a person. It kept me God-fearing, it kept good people around me, gave me a lot of different perspectives on life and understanding. And I'm just very thankful for the teachers and the students and the community around me growing up. You guys played a big part in my life, so thank you.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline. I'm going to be a senior at Malden High next year. I'm just thankful for my Sunday school experience because, like they said before, it surrounded me with good people and good lessons like that, like I'm constantly applying to my life. And I'm also thankful for the relationship I have with God now. Everyone here taught me how to appreciate what I have in life, and I'm thankful for that.
I'm Sophie. This is my 17th or 18th year of coming to First Baptist. When we moved to America, this was where our family settled, and we've truly found a home here at First Baptist. I'm thankful for a community that supports me through everything, through academics, through my life, and I can't wait for my own children to come through the Sunday school program.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gobi Tak. I'm currently a rising senior at Brandeis University, and I'm so thankful to be here today, and I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to be a part of this church growing up. I want to thank all the Sunday school teachers for their dedication and the time they put into raising us and making sure that we grew up with a relationship with God. It really is a privilege to be a part of this community because not everybody gets this opportunity to be surrounded with people who love the Lord and who just want to see you succeed all the time is just such an honor. And I can't even express how thankful I am. So thank you guys so much.
One of the things about this congregation that not every church has is that we have scholarship funds that people in our history had the wisdom to give the church money set aside for scholarships for college students or university students or those pursuing education past high school. And our scholarship committee meets every year and receives applications and reviews those and decides on scholarships each year. And I'm going to call our moderator and one of our finance trustees, and who is also serving on the scholarship committee this year, Lisa Jacobson, to present this year's scholarships.
Aren't these young people and kids doing a great job today? They really are. Makes me proud. On this Children's Day, we recognize and we celebrate the children and youth in our church, but it's also fitting that today we will present scholarships to some of our young adult members. Thanks to Donnie Foxen, I have a few statistics to share with you from our records. Our scholarship program began in 1972 when the Clark Fellowship, in honor of Pastor H.H. Straighten, made a donation, started a fund. The first chairman of the scholarship committee was the late Irwin Foote. And over the years, through the generosity of friends and family, three more funds became a part of our scholarship program: the Jones Fund, the Esther Allen Fund, and the Lockhart Fund. Over the years, the church has been able to give 275 separate awards to 69 different students. The dedicated committee members of this year's committee were Peggy Blum, Marilyn Glover, Dave Latta, Pastor Dominey, me, and our leader, Dottie Foxen. So we are honored to award this year's scholarships on your behalf. I don't have anything to give you, though. You'll be getting it later. So if I could ask Sophie, Damas, Dim Dam, Dwani to stand, and Gobatek, come forward. tell you a little bit about them. So Sophie's entering her senior year at the UMass Amherst, and she has a future goal of a master's degree in speech pathology. She says a long-term goal is to involve her vocation in some sort of ministry. So I'm thinking we might have a future missionary here. So congratulations, Sophie. And then Dim Dam Dwani will begin graduate school at BU, studying towards a master's degree in public health. He'll be concentrating on epidemiology, which is the study of the causes of diseases and finding ways to control and lower the rates of diseases in specific populations. Congratulations. And then Gobitech Dwani is going to be entering her senior year at Brandeis University with a future goal of attending dental school, and you will be applying to dental schools, I guess, this summer. Congratulations. Very proud of these. Sophie, Gobitech, and Dim Dam have all grown up in this church and have been very active in so many parts of our church life, so congratulations with all you've accomplished.
There is a song we hear played a lot on the radio and television. The name of the song is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. It isn't a new song, but we hear it quite often around patriotic holidays such as Memorial Day, Flag Day, and the 4th of July. Let's listen to just a little bit of it. And I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died and gave that right to me. And I'm gladly stand up next to you and again this here today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. On patriotic holidays, a lot of people in the United States show that they are proud to be United. They are proud to be United States. Show that they are proud to be an American. We see a lot of people wearing an American wearing flag pins or red, white, and blue ribbons on their shirts. As we go around town, we see the U.S. flag flying everywhere. How about you? Do you gladly stand up and say that you are proud to be an American? It is easy for us to stand and say I'm proud. To be an American. I wonder if it is just as easy to stand up and say I'm proud to be a Christian. If we stand up and say we love Jesus, someone might be offended. If we stand up and speak out in our school, we might be breaking the law. If we stand up for Jesus and say a prayer before a football game, we might violate someone's civil rights. It seems as if it is okay to stand up and speak out for almost anything these days, except Jesus. In a letter to a young man named Timothy, the Apostle Paul said, "Don't be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. I am not ashamed because I believe in him and trust in him." In other words, Paul was telling Timothy.
I'm proud to be a Christian because in Christ I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died on the cross of Calvary. So I'm gladly stand up next to you and praise his name today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love my Lord, who took my sins away.
We are standing proudly today as Americans, standing proudly as Christians. I want to say a prayer. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we pray that we would never be ashamed to stand up and tell others about what you have done for us and what you want to do for them. Help us to have the courage to stand up and say, I'm proud to be a Christian. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
Christians that behold and hail it with us.
We have pledged our devotion and allegiance to the symbols of our nation and our Savior. Let us remember the words of Jesus when he said, "Give to the government what belongs to the government, and give to God what belongs to God." And may the words of the Apostle Paul also guide us when he wrote, "Do not change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect. Let us go now to be faithful citizens of this nation and followers of Jesus Christ. Amen."